12:39.
You can't sign this one.
All right, we had some technical difficulties, but we are now resuming our meeting. And Director Flowen, please give us your director's report.
Nothing to report other than, you know, my normal things. But I did want to compliment President Doolittle on her handling of today's meeting. She knew when to let it go and when to attempt to get control. It was hard. But I just thought, I actually shot her a little note that there was exchanges going on out here, that this is good. Because what it was democracy. It was people exchanging information between each other, addressing their government. And she never banged the gavel or anything like that, you know, to keep control of the thing. She let it go a little bit and, in an orderly way. And everybody was respectful. I just wanted to acknowledge her ability to handle it, and was very thankful that I was no longer the president of the board. Thank you, that's all.
Thank you. I don't have much to say, but speaking of notes written on yellow legal pads, I made a note to Tom that said, "Go Kyle," when he spoke up and regarding the RFP and involvement, so I appreciate that very much. Mm-hmm. I'd like to thank our general manager. I know that she worked very hard to get special districts here, and I think it was fruitful. And I am grateful to the members of the community that showed up. And next up, I do hope it's the county that we're meeting with. And that's all for me. So moving on to agenda item 9, which is the general manager Sheriff Johnson's report. This is for informational purposes only, not on subjects covered by the agenda. No action is to be taken. General Manager Sarah Johnson.
Well, thank you. You'll see that Ann is not here. We let her have a vacation, but she still joined us anyway. So we'll have to fill her in that Zoom went down.
Okay.
But thank Ann for her very much her presence and the dedication she has to the district, because she didn't have to do that. I hope that the board is starting to see some progress on the Chromium 6 initiative. Since last year, we have done a lot of work. It's been a big undertaking to this point, and we haven't even gotten there yet. More to come. We'll be presenting more on piloting, but it'll be a little bit quieter from here until the end of the year on that topic, except for the budget, of course. But we won't be coming back as much with different consultants and whatnot until we get a little bit more information. And unless the lawsuit is fruitful, you know, we'll definitely be reporting on that. The EAR report was submitted. This is an annual electronic report to the state, and it's a huge undertaking. It has 18 tabs in there. It's pretty archaic software and hard to use, and it doesn't save all the time, and you have to go back and re-enter information. But it is a regulatory requirement and takes a lot of effort, so thanks to staff for getting that done. I got an interesting email from Senator Padilla. He and his team has expressed interest in funding potentially the Chromium 6 project, but he's going to hold back a little bit and wait to see what Obernolte does, because if the congressman does it and the senator does it, it doesn't result in more money. So they'll support the initiative, but they're seeing who does it first. So it looks a little bit positive. So in that regard, if there's some funding opportunities, we will be coming back to the board to talk about that. We're getting ready to ramp up and start preparing for district tours. They'll be here in just a couple of weeks. And of course, this Friday, I will be on Z107 in the morning. So that's all for my report. Anything, Ray? David?
No. Soon, just real quick, soon I will be bringing a potential ordinance adoption for SB 394. You mentioned hydrants earlier. It's a good way to actually protect our hydrants. So there's some fines associated with that. So more information to come soon.
For water theft.
For water theft, yes. SB 394.
And then just for more information on that topic, water theft is on the rise, and not just here, but we had 2 weekends ago, 4 or 5 hydrants hit and opened up, not hit by a vehicle, but they went to them, opened them up, and then they kept going down the line and opening up all these hydrants. So our team had to get out there and shut them down and kind of try to figure out what was going on. There was no evidence left, and they're not under surveillance because the hydrants are all over the district. But my understanding is that a neighboring district got hit after us, but not only were they hit, their hydrants were actually stolen. So, and then there's some strange activity with the hydrants up here. It seems to come in cycles, but legislation's caught up with this kind of activity, and that's what, you know, David was referring to, is that they're starting to give water districts some teeth to be able to go to the sheriffs and make a report on water theft, and they can potentially face some criminal fines and maybe jail time. If they're caught, that's the other part.
All right. Next is item 10, agenda items requested by the board. Directors may request agenda items, which will be recorded on the future agenda items list located on the first page after the agenda. And that's that blue and white table for those of you who are not colorblind. No action will be taken today on requested items. Do any directors have anything to add to the future agenda items list?
I want to reinforce our Joshua Priest Water District should become a member of JTABC, because the JTABC, which is the Joshua Tree Association for Business and Culture, is...
So it's formal. On the list. It's on the list. It's just, you don't need to reinforce it because we're going to get there.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll for sure get there. So I do have, do you guys have anything to add? Okay, I do have something to add. I just want to say we are, you know, we've been talking about this board retreat workshop, and I did speak to General Manager Johnson about pulling that up closer and perhaps doing a special meeting for that so that we don't have to put it so late in the year. And so I'd rather do it before budgeting discussions. But I also would like, and I don't know if this, we can discuss this, whether or not this should be part of it, not discuss it now, social media board, because the board is public facing, and I would like for us to have a discussion, not right now, but the reason I want to have that discussion is I'm concerned about how the misinformation is allowed to just hang out there. And but if we were having personal conversations with people in the public, we would be able to correct that misinformation. And online media, in a way, is a conversation. And so I think we need to have a discussion about that, and obviously some advice from legal counsel. It doesn't have to happen right now. But that's what I'm adding to the list. All right. Well, thank you, board members, and those visitors that were here, and staff. With no further business before the board, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. This meeting is adjourned at 12:47.
Thank you, Jeff.